Hey y'all, I want to welcome y'all to this channel. It's the Chicago Vibe Podcast. We'll be dropping this Saturday with your girl, Lady T Marie, and Mr. Success. You don't want to miss it. Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Lady T Marie.
DJ, Mr. Success.
And we want to thank y'all for tuning in to our podcast. Today's topic will be about censorship. Stay tuned.
All right. Coming to you live here. I'm not in my regular office today, but hey, I'm here in Chicago at the Grand Sheridan Hotel, and we're talking about 21st century censorship. What is censorship in today's society? You know, is it really a censorship? Does it apply to everyone? Is it a censor on the internet? Is what social medias are being censored or not being censored? A lot of things people can say and can't say. And it's like, you could get in trouble nowadays for saying the wrong things, putting something the wrong way. It's basically, if you a target, if I want to take you down, I'm going to use this censorship to take you down. I know, like, when we were younger, if like a kiss scene come on the television, my mama used to cover our eyes up. That was like, certain things you could and couldn't do on TV, certain things you couldn't say on the radio, like certain words that go over the radio. Now, like now that I'm in media, I travel a lot. And like one day I was woke up early in the morning, and I was traveling, I think to Lombard somewhere, but I was listening to the radio on the way there, me and a group of people that was riding with me. During school hours, I was just listening to the songs that was played on the radio when kids was going to school. They was playing like a lot of drill music, you know. This is why kids going to school. And now all while they was in school, that's when you hear the calm or down music. On the way back, it was like rush hour, kids was letting out of school. Here we go with the drill music again.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's really going on? I'm like, I mean, certain words we can and can't say, but then you play these music at this hour, you get these politicians, mayor, people want to run for mayor and stuff, say they really want to stop crime and this, that, and the other. I mean, a lot of us are influenced about what we hear, how we raised up. And I see it all the time when I be watching like little sad incidents on social media and stuff. People open fire on people, kids in the car and stuff. I mean, you can't even have a decent party nowadays. What person want to ruin a party? I mean, some people just got the enemy in them working against.
Absolutely.
Seeing people having a good time, you want to ruin stuff, you know? I mean, listen at the music a lot of us listening to and a lot of the films we listen to and stuff. And like, we expose our kids to this stuff. I know, like when we was coming up, like me and your age, Drew, we used to have to sneak and listen to this.
Absolutely.
Now you don't even have to do that. Your parents, I see parents drinking and doing this in front of the kids, listening to all sorts of stuff in front of the children and stuff. And then you wonder why the crime rate this high or a person did this. I mean, sometimes if you in a jar and that's all you know, don't know no better. I mean, what you expect out of some stuff. And they need more people like me and you doing what we're doing. Hopefully, thing in media, when I got in media too, so I'm saying, I just want to say this real quick. People have asked me, What's your target audience? And sometimes I sit back and think, and I listen to people's problems, this, that, and the other. My target audience would be the kids, because they need role models. They need people to look up to. And then I'll be listening to some of these grown people my age, a little younger, and some of them are a lot older than me. Problem, they still have like little kid issues. Like I got friends of mine that was older than me, used to try to influence me to do stuff wrong, but I had like a lot of positive influences in my life. I still see them kissing 50, some of them is over 50, still living like they in high school and stuff. So they fight issues like from when they was kids, teenage days and stuff. And I see a lot of that, a lot of women, a lot of men.
Yeah.
Hearts got broke at a young age and they still fighting demons and stuff from then, and a lot of people living their life like they still kids. So that's why I say my target audience will be for the young, because if you can guide them and lead them, the world will be a better place. And
absolutely. This is a very interesting topic, a topic that I don't think many really care about, you know, because everybody is like to me is like in their own bubble. But to me, censorship is very, I can remember, you know, when I was younger, and my dad might get me for the saying this, but he used to listen to DJ Quick and Eazy-E and Too Short, and you know, it was on cassette tape back then, for y'all don't know. Cassette tapes is the tapes, you know, the little tapes you put in, and you got to rewind them and all, to fast forward, and it wasn't digital back then. And so I used to have to sneak and listen to, you know, rap music. It wasn't something that my dad actually allowed me to listen to, or even like, I remember going to the movies with my dad, and there would be certain scenes, certain movies, he will, you know, put you know, block my eyes or tell me to close your ears, and you know, a kissing scene, and he'll tell me to turn my head. And it's just like, I feel like in this generation, the youth is really exposed to a lot of negative things. And speaking of censorship, I feel like we as parents, and including myself, and I'm guilty of this, allow our children, because when we to like watch and go on any type of website or watch any type of thing, we don't know what they watching. But me, I'm the type of parent that I'm gonna check your phone. You ain't gonna know that I'm checking your phone, but I'm gonna check your phone and see what you watching. And you know, if I see that you watching something that you have no business doing, which I have caught one of my children's, I won't say their name, I have caught them actually watching porn, you know, and they were really young, and I had to explain to them, like, this is something for adults, you know what I mean? And you don't ever want them to think, like, it's like, this is nasty, this is the worst thing, this is, can be a beautiful thing, but it's for someone that's an adult, and you not an adult. Because I took, like, when I was actually in the field of working with children as a administrator at a daycare, I had to take classes, psychology classes, and they actually said that it's normal for children to feel, you know, those type of things, or want to, you know, seek those type of things. It's a natural thing. But in our mind as adults, we looking like, you know, you want to watch porn, or you want to watch this or that. That's disgusting, you know, but it's actually a natural thing. But we just got to teach them that it's not, your mind and your body is not ready for that. So you have to guard your children. You know, you have to not allow everything to get in their spirit. I remember when my children were young, they were raised up in the ways of the Lord. You know, I raised them up in church, like they was in church. I was a youth pastor with them, you know, coming up. So, you know, it was just Jesus, everything. But, and with the same breath, I allowed them to be who they are. It wasn't, because I grew up in the church. And so I had freedom, though, you know what I'm saying, to choose. And I feel like God gives us freedom, you know what I mean? But we have to plant the right seeds, you know what I mean? We have to, because people don't realize it, and I say this a lot, very frequently, that your life and death is in the power of your tongue. And whatever you speak out of your mouth, it literally creates an atmosphere. It creates a world, spiritually, then naturally, that we don't even understand. So it's very important that we, you know, watch what we say, you know, to not just our children, watch what we say to anybody. Because, you know, you can speak life, or you can speak death upon someone or to a situation, even in your own life, you know. So, and I wanted to piggyback off what you stated earlier about, I remember, and I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, but I really don't care, as long as I please God. But I remember when we was before Obama legalized homosexuality. Whatever you do, that's between you and God. I'm not, no judgment here, because all sin is wrong. But I remember when Obama passed the law, before Obama passed the law to be homosexual, to be gay, lesbian, or whatever, was like, people were in the closet. You know what I mean? And I feel like when Obama passed the law and the Pope, you know, said it was okay for the Catholic Church to be gay, you know, it was just like everybody came out the closet, you know what I mean? And so back then, you could, comedians could speak and make jokes about homosexuality, but it's like since they passed the law for this to happen, you know, and it's against the will of God, you know what I mean? If you believe in the word of God, if you are a true believer of Jesus Christ, it is a sin, you know what I mean? And unlike other sins, and I'm not just pointing that out as a sin, but you know, it wasn't a problem back then, you know, but now it's just like, if you speak on, I even heard a thing where if you speak about a person that's a homophobic situation, or I don't know how to phrase that word, but if you speak about it, if you speak about someone that is like a hate crime, you know what I mean? Like they will come for your life and try to, you know, just come against you. And it's like, we have the amendment right to say and feel however you feel. You know, my beliefs are not your beliefs, you know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like a person should be shamed because they, you know, speaking their beliefs, they don't, it's not that you dislike the person, you dislike the sin, you know? So you should be able to say whatever it is that you want to say, you know?
G word is like the N word. I mean, it's on how you use it. I mean, if you don't mean no harm, I mean, it's like we got a struggle. We might want to say it's how you, what happened to like how you phrase a word in a sentence. Like people always get offended when they hear another race use the N word. It never offends me now. If somebody come to me like, you ain't nothing but a, you know, okay, that's different, but they singing a song or a lyric or say my, I mean, people say it to you all the time. I mean, it doesn't offend me.
Yeah.
You know? Just because I'm a different breed type of person, you know, it takes a lot to get to me anyway, not a, I mean, some things, if you just gotta explain nowadays to your children what's going on, because they let like a lot of this stuff be seen on television now, and kids ask questions, and a lot of us parents nowadays, you know, like when you were just talking about, piggyback off what you were saying, when you caught one of your children watching porn and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
After nowadays, people don't take the time to explain to their kids when right from wrong, this, that, and other, the consequences of stuff, or what's this about. You have to break this down to kids now. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, people are just talking reckless in front of kids, saying anything, we'll slide on this, be this, be that, in that, all in front of the kids, and not breaking stuff down to them like this grown folks. So like when my mother done raised us right, my whole family did, like all four sides of my family. When I say four sides of the family, I mean like my mama's mother and father. You know, that's two branches of family. My father's mother, but that's two branches of family. All of them really brought us up right, you know, church-wise, but they were some of the wildest people ever. But
mm-hmm.
I had to hide it from us. And then like a bad kid like myself, always somewhere where I don't supposed to be, run across some stuff. I had uncles and aunties to break stuff down to me, explain to me right from wrong. And then it is my choice. Now I know this wrong. I choose to do it just because I saw such and such doing it. You know, that's not right. You know, I done caught uncles in the backyard of my mother's house at parties smoking marijuana and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
I know, don't do this, don't do that, or drinking and stuff. They didn't offer me none and no stuff like that. They tell me it's for, because you could drink or do too much of anything and it could be bad for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You could eat too much and it's bad.
It's bad for you. So it's just break down the people, explain to them what's what, because nowadays there's really no censorship on none. You got to watch what you say. You can't say this, you can't say this. I don't understand how you can make a song and play it on the radio talking about I'll lay you down in front of your mother, and nobody's complaining about this. But if I make a mistake and say the wrong word, or so he was, oh, you, I could get charged with a hate crime for this, and I don't mean no harm about it. It's just a person like you, I want to take you down. I'm going to use this against you. I'm going to use that against you, you know. perfect example. I want to just bring up this, may he rest in peace. I mean, Hugh Hefner. I mean, may he rest in peace, beautiful man, the work what he did and stuff, but no one came at him for none. I remember back when I was getting into rap music, I liked to like loop them. They was banning loop them.
Yeah.
Type of videos they was playing and stuff. Because even some of my grandparents used to say, oh, that
yes.
girl, nothing on, they shaking this, shaking that. Okay. Partying, having fun. You can't even go to South. They don't even want the spring break in South Beach no more because they censor stuff like that. Something to bring into life, you know. But you could wave guns around and talk about sliding. Long as you're talking about sliding on the right people.
Right.
I mean, how we going to get together and party? You done already in the song, come on, the DJ and put the song on site. Okay, now the party over with because you got to be a man of your word. You gangster. You got to do this on site because the song on. You say you going to do it on site. I mean, just some of this sense of stuff is who does it affect? Who is it really affecting? It's affecting who they want it to affect, what I'm saying, because you go on social media, certain stuff you can look at, certain stuff you can't look at. You could comment on certain stuff. You'll get looked at wrong because you like the wrong thing. I mean, if someone's telling the truth about something, come on, man, I like it. I mean, what's wrong? Is it just my opinion, your opinion? God give us the free will to do what we want to do. And this one thing I don't like what's going on now. God give us the free will to make our own choices. I like that. We have a free will to enforce God if we choose to. But a lot of us don't, because let me tell you, the enemy, the devil, he works every day, all day, 24/7. He gets no sleep. That's what he do.
Mm-hmm.
Enforce God rules and law. Okay, he's a square. He do this. All he want to talk about is that he's boring. He's that, or she's that or other. They just want to talk about, no, we're just trying to talk sense into you. Sometimes you need to think, look before you leap, basically. You know, watch what you say. You just got to watch what you say anyway. You know, everybody have feeling, but since I've been in media, I want to bring this up, and then I'm going to pass the mic back to you.
Okay.
I intern with the LGB community.
Okay.
The intern show with me, because they went to like all the other techs, and they're like, no, we don't want to do it. So I'm like, in this business, you got to learn how to work with anybody.
With everybody, absolutely.
I agreed to do it. Went there. It was a beautiful show. And that's why I say I'm going to just start using as good and evil people.
Yeah.
A lot of those LGB community, I was there, they were skeptical of me, like scared to like really, who is he here? They could tell that I was straight. They like scared, but I just don't know, be yourself. A lot of them was friendly. They did with men and women, they were friendly, they did. But it's always a couple of, I guess the event center they was in, it was like in a regular community and bartenders and stuff that they had their regular bartenders there, but this one guy messed the show up. They had to close the show down. He jumped up on the bar, started slamming drinks that was on there, ripped his shirt off and started hollering like the Michael Jackson video.
Wow.
To pull the plug, like you can waste drink all over my head like that. He hooked the mic back up and said, they don't like us here anyway. And then tried to play the card like they were using. I mean, because I even see a lot of us black people do that too. They try to play
absolutely.
You just did some bogus. That lady got to say something about it and try to say that she didn't like the LGB community. They didn't want them there anywhere. But the host of the show saw what went on. He went on, he apologized to Lynn. I say I liked it there in him or how he stepped up. Because he saw what the guy was doing, that wasn't nobody doing that to him. I mean, you went over, you went acting a fool on somebody telling. I see it all the time, like when I be traveling on my commute to work a lot of time. I see people doing stuff, then they want to say somebody playing a race factor against
anything. Absolutely.
I mean, it's just, what can you do nowadays? It's good and evil people now in the world. Ain't no such a thing. The devil was at it. He gonna make it look like it's racism or it's hating this, hating that.
Absolutely.
That's his job, what he's gonna do. Cause I done met a whole bunch of good other race or people that took care of me better than some of my own. So I mean, throw that out the window. It's good and evil people.
Absolutely. And just to piggyback off of you said definitely a lot that I would have said as well. But you know, whether you part of the LGBT community or not, or you black or you white, it really don't matter what you are, you know, as long as you got everybody got an answer to God in my eyes. So I'm not we not here to judge anybody, but you know, your actions, whatever you however you portray yourself, that's how people view you. You know what I mean? So if you portray yourself to have a bad attitude, whether you white, black, purple, blue, green, then you know everybody. I understand, and don't get me wrong, as far as like what we have went through as black people, I get it, you know. And a lot of us ain't went through it. Our ancestors went through it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us that have not been through racism. I've been through racism because I was living in Peoria, Illinois, and I moved there, and that was the first time that I ever had to deal with racism. And you know, I'm from Chicago, so I'm like, okay, everybody is. You know, I had that first experience and I was just blown away, like, wow, you know, this is what our ancestors, you know, dealt with. But I didn't respond in a negative way. I just, you know, just took a deep breath and was just like, God, I'm gonna let you handle it, you know. And the same people that attacked me and told me that they hate black bees like me, and I never knew them. I didn't know who they were. I was in a place of business and I asked for a refund and they literally just and I was just like, take, you know, the old me, like the hood me wanted to literally, and I told her, I said, you better be lucky that the Holy Spirit is on put me because I literally want to drag her. I literally saw me dragging her across the floor. But God told me, vengeance is mad. Because you know, you could kill a person with your words, but allow me to do it. And do you know the same person that cursed me out and said they hate black people like me, facility literally burned down within that week. Burned down. And I tried to go to the NAACP, which is in Peoria. I tried to reach the news and God said, vengeance is mad. So sometimes, you know, when people do stuff and say things to you, you ain't gotta say no, you just give it to God and let him deal with it. And he can handle them better than you can. So, you know, a lot of times we be wanna say things, the younger me, oh my Lord. Those that know me when I was knew me when I was younger, yes, I would have dragged you. But as you mature, and I ask God every day, like to kind of, not kind of, but just allow me to be humble, you know what I mean? And not have a temper to where I lash out and be ready to fight. Like, and I love the new me, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like when people speak negative things and curse me out, and it's just like, okay, you know, it's just like it's not even affecting me because I'm not allowing it because God is elevating me and I'm in a different lane. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a different sphere. So we gotta learn to not be so sensitive, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't know that the person that is may be saying something negative up to us, we don't know what they're dealing with internally. You know what I mean? They could be dealing with issues at home, they could be dealing with issues from their from trauma from their childhood. So when I'm learning that when people lash out at me, what's the deeper issue? It's not me. I don't even know you. I never met you, so what's the problem? Do you need a hug? You know what I mean? I feel like if we show more love to people, like the world would definitely be a better place, you know. And we have to be careful with what we say. We have to treat people the way we want to be treated. We gotta show love, and that's really the only way we're gonna be able to not have to worry about being censored. You know what I mean? Just if we show more love in the world, no matter what freedom, no matter what color, no matter what gender you are, show love. All God has given us, I feel like if every people, the believers, if you get them back to God,
You know what I'm saying? Just get, Lord, help their day be better. Help their life be better. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go off on them. You know what I'm saying? They already dealing with major issues if they, you know, lashing out and not being an adult and not being able to control their anger. Like, they already got major issues. So we, you know, just got to love hell out of folk. And that's really it.
Yeah, I make that part of my daily prayer when I wake up. That's why I'm going to say this every episode. If you don't pray first thing when you wake up, you should try to get in the habit of that. Because I even slip some days and forget to do it. Yeah. Let me go by and pray for it. I pray, get it in. But it's stuff like that, it happens. I never really taught public transportation before. I always like drove because my parents always kept me with a car and stuff like that. And they always had plenty of cars around. But anyways, make a small story short, days I forget to play, the enemy tests me. I get on the hill and it's going to always be that one person that try to test you. I'm not a small guy, I'm a big guy. I feel like I know I could just bop this guy upside his head and it just be over with. But I got to remember, I be saying to myself, these people going to keep testing because I'm dressed nice. They think I'm from this type of cloth and I'm really that guy that you really don't want to mess with.
Absolutely.
They know God is not finished with me yet with their prayer. I'm praying like, please let them leave me alone because I'll be the one that's affected the mind. I mean, they holler out this and the cameras everywhere nowadays. And the first thing, especially in our communities, they'll say some gang related. They'll run my background, run their background. And of course, it'll look gang. Everything is not gang related that happened and stuff.
Absolutely.
That's the way the enemy wants to make
it. Yep, he behind it all. Yep.
Yeah, especially when I be trying to reach out to some of these young guys. I try to talk to some of them on the hill too and try to just tell them, I'd have been where you at. Going through what you're going through. Look, yo, man, that ain't the way it is. You ain't got a real, just put it to them, but real gangsters don't advertise what they do. Quiet, hollering loud. No, shh, be quiet. Yes. People got things to do. I mean, you don't let everybody know. Learn how to throw rocks and hide and stuff. I mean, come on. Censorship yourself sometimes. You ain't got to let everybody know what you is and what you about. I mean, come on, man.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, real killers, you know, street code, real killers, they walk in silence. You done all this with your mouth. You ain't know nothing. You ain't about nothing. You just are a mouth.
I pointed out to this one guy that he didn't notice what I was doing it because a lot of people do this. That's why I say, it's good and evil people. It was this white guy on the hill basically trying to get somebody to say something to him for he could have a reason to shoot. And I peeped it out and I saw the little guy because I just saw him a couple of times before because I didn't have words with the little guy before. I saw the white guy said something to him and he was finna come back. So I grabbed my intervene and I pulled his coat tail to put up on him. I said, look where that guy had. You finna walk right up on this guy. He wanted you to do that. Mm-hmm. Look at your surroundings. You didn't, even if you don't get you now, you didn't holler out here where you from, and you don't even know this guy from our order of the car with, but you've been to have an altercation with him. He gonna know exactly where to come look for you at. I mean,
wow. And definitely lose your life over nothing. A lot of these people, you know. Because they want to prove a point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not no punk. Sometimes you need the punk out. You know what I'm saying? It's going to cause you to lose your life just for you to keep going back and forth. Walking away sometimes is the best solution because tomorrow you might not wake up. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to be tough, you know? And definitely, you know, with the people, not just in Chicago, outside of Chicago, it's crime going on everywhere. People angry and the devil is everywhere. So you have to be, you know, if somebody raise up on you, you don't know what mass state these people are in. You don't know if they carrying something. You don't know what their agenda is. So it ain't like how it was back in the day. You get into a fight, y'all physically fighting, and y'all live to see tomorrow. Today, you get into it with somebody, you may not get up off the ground. You
saw people get into it, don't even know each other just because they looked at each other the wrong way. Or, I mean, It's crazy. And
it's not worth it. Trust me, I know a lot of people that's in prison right now.
I just don't say that. Not even just not waking up. Like the incident I was talking about on the air, even when I told the guy what the guy was about, what he was planning on doing, he's like, man, I'll take it from him, this, that, and okay. That guy ain't gonna just let you take that from him. You're gonna have to physically hurt that man. Trouble mm-hmm. is easy to get into, but hard as heck to get out of.
Absolutely.
Let them look at the situation. You a young black hoodlum, basically. That's how they gonna put it in the paper. And on mm-hmm. young black thug out here and hurt and harm this white guy on his way home from work.
Exactly. And they're gonna hang you. They're gonna give you. So this is a shout out to all my young men and women, young or old, that's out here in these streets, especially Chicago and every other city that you think you bad and you the toughest person on this earth. Stop it. Because there's only two places you can go. And I ain't just talking about, a lot of people don't realize, you know, they say, oh, I do the time. I do, that ain't nothing. I do the time. Some of these states, like, you get the death penalty. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what if you never, like, a lot of people just don't, may not care about their life or their freedom. But when you sit in that cell, trust me, long enough, because I know people that have been in prison literally for 20 plus years. And I'm not going to say why, but they regret the day that they ever stepped foot in there. And so you have a conscious decision to think about, especially if you have children. You know what I'm saying? You have children. You have to be careful how you react. You know, I have a daughter father that was murdered. You know what I'm saying? My oldest daughter father was murdered. And, you know, I have two daughter fathers that's not here. And that was like the hardest thing that I had to endure, because my child had to literally grow up with no father. Her father being taken away, murdered at 9 in Chicago. And that was like the hardest thing to see my child literally deal with, you know what I mean? And I know a lot of people, a lot of friends that, you know, lost their lives for stupid stuff, you know what I'm saying? For just foolish stuff that you could have just walked away from. So make a decision, whether you have children, you have a mother, somebody is going to grieve, whether you're in prison, whether your life is taken, because a lot of times when you react and you do something to somebody, then this other person, their family or their friends retaliate. And we could stop a lot of that if we just learn to walk away and think and have a mind and pray and ask God to help you, you know, become a better person. You know, the street life is not it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to end up in jail, dead, or, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, your family grieving and just lost, and your children, you know, being lost in the world. So now they trying to find their way because they got a void that's within them that they don't know how to be free. They don't know how to fill it. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't out here to teach them. So we gotta make a conscious decision on the choices that we make, you know, of taking people's lives or, you know, harming people or doing any type of wrong, because there's consequences. Mm-hmm. For any decision that you make, whether it's good or bad, there's a cause and there's always an effect. There's always a reaction to whatever it is we put out in the world. So be careful and, you know, try to do better, Chicago. Definitely Chicago.
Right. And like I say, put a censorship on your gangsterism, your thug dizzle. Put censorship on that. You ain't got to let everybody know I could thug harder than him, thug harder than that. I'm going to bring some up to you new school cats that really don't know. So back in the day, and a lot of regular people don't even know this, but people would rather get caught with a lot of drugs than get caught with literature. I'm talking about like these organizations mm-hmm. literature, because a lot of people don't know what's in this literature. It's teaching people how to be respectful.
Absolutely.
Clean up behind themselves, how to be young men. Now, what's the crime with that? And see, a lot of people, a lot of the church folks didn't even know this. A lot of that stuff, it was put out there, the gangs were teaching these men just to be criminals and this, that, and the other. No, the ones they left out on the street, that was their job to do. You know, and they kept that going. Half of them that was left on the street was on drugs and stuff anyway. So they didn't know if they could get it, they was gonna get it. So you got to think about that. Censorship your thug dizzle. That's all I'm asking you, young.
Absolutely.
Censor your wildness. I mean, everybody, real gangsters know how to negotiate. Can't nobody make no money if everybody out here shooting. I mean, the club owners can't make no money. They got to pay big fines if you shooting up the clubs or you go to. That's why businesses don't want to come into the communities and stuff like that. We don't have no more leaders out here on the street and stuff. Censor your activity. Everybody don't know, have to know what it is that you do. You know, that's how real businessmen be real businessmen. And on that note, we got to pay a few bills and we will be right back after these messages.
Hey, you. Do you feel your back is up against the wall with nowhere to go or turn? Mental illness is real. And if you or someone you know is battling with this demon, try Jesus. This commercial is sponsored by the Lord.
Dear God, thank you for the gift of family and friends. Bless everyone, for they deserve all the goodness you have given to me. May the love that binds us only grow strong as we fulfill the destiny you have laid out for us. Protect us against any and all problems we may encounter in the future. Give us strength to overcome all of the difficulties that we are dealing with now. Heavenly Father, bless us, Lord. In your name I pray.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. And right now, coming up next, this is something we've been putting together for the last few weeks. Something we put together called What's Good in Your Hood. Take it away, Lady T.
I want to introduce y'all to someone who has her own business. It's called Libra Scale. And she will, you know, give y'all information about her brand. And if you want to contact her, you know, for products, she will explain to y'all what she do that's good in her hood.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. My name is Cherise from Libra Scale. I own a drop shipping company here in Illinois. I specialize in luxury brand and shoes, as far as Nike, just about any shoe you could think of. We ship worldwide. I have the first hair vending machine coming here to Peoria, Illinois. As well, so I'm very excited about that. We just went viral at 1.8 million views on Facebook, y'all. I couldn't have been more happier. From a pre-release shoe, and when I tell y'all, it's so hard being in business and getting that exposure, so I'm so happy for that.
Cherise, can you let the people know where they can find your products?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook under Libra Scale. You can also find me under Instagram at Libra Scale Clothing. I have my website under construction here, but we'll be launching within the next week or so. So we'll be under LibraScaleClothing.com as well.
All right, y'all heard it here on It's a Chicago Vibe. We want to thank Libra Scale. If y'all want products, you know, shoes, clothes, or whatever y'all want, she got it. So thank y'all for tuning in to It's a Chicago Vibe.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Lady T, before we get out of here, could you like leave everybody with some food for thought?
I want everybody to learn how to love yourself. If you learn how to love yourself, you'll be able to love someone else. So stay encouraged, stay blessed, stay connected to God, and be blessed. Lady T. Marie signing off with It's a Chicago Vibe.
DJ, Mr. Success.
You know my motto, when you with Mr. Success, you always have a ball. If I can't tell the truth, it's nothing at all. Mr. Success, bringing pleasure, no stress. Until next week, y'all. Peace.
Peace out.
Let's go.